Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Genesis 37:9, he dreamed still another dream. For the next few days, let's look at some dream killers. Discouragement. A story was told of a couple who loved mushrooms and bought a few kilograms of them from a roadside seller. They made mushroom omelets, mushroom salad, mushroom soup, and even creatively concocted a mushroom dessert. Even their cat gobbled up the leftover mushrooms. Later, the lady went into her kitchen and found the cat lying on the floor, gasping for breath. She immediately phoned the vet, who said they'd probably bought some poisoned toadstools, and advised them to go to the hospital immediately. When the couple came home from the hospital, they expected to see their cat lying lifeless on the floor. Instead, the cat was in a corner with a brand new litter of kittens. What they thought were death pains were just birth pains. When it seems that your dream is gasping its last breath, keep believing God. You're closer to giving birth than you've ever been. Don't let discouragement kill your dream. Joseph dreamed a second dream, an even bigger one. This time, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. If you've abandoned your dream because of discouragement, rise up and reclaim it. If you've already fulfilled it, ask God for a bigger one. You say, but the challenge looks too big for me. It's not too big for God. You'll never outdream Him. In His Word, He asks, is anything too hard for the Lord? You may die with your dream on the drawing board, or under construction, or left to be completed by another, but you must seek God and dream again. There's some tactics on how to defeat dream killers from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.